Welcome to If You're Rubbing Close Your Eyes, a comedy podcast where three noble explorers navigate our wet sun world. I am not looking at the text, but we also agreed that there is no real intro anymore. I'm one of your hosts. I'm John Warren. With me are my two friends, Albie Hunk Tears.
Did we get demoted?
Give me a second. My two friends, Albie Hunk Tears.
Hi.
And Nikki Grayson.
Hi.
Now we're at the Olive Garden, where we're family. We're even more than friends.
Oh, I'm hungry.
You are? Why are you hungry?
What are we getting?
Yeah, what are we getting, John? Father?
Only,
John Father?
Wow.
John Father.
I'm only springing for one endless pasta bowl.
And we have to
one,
share.
And one endless salad breadstick. So we just have to kind of like share. I'm sorry. I found out today that ravioli loves one kind of sweet treat and hates another sweet treat.
Oh,
I want y'all to guess which ones they are. Okay. They're both fruit.
They're both fruit.
Yes.
Loves mango. Hates watermelon.
Okay, Albie, your guesses.
Loves blueberry, hates strawberry.
Loves banana, hates pineapple.
Hates.
He's just like you. He's allergic to pineapple.
Yeah, he's allergic. You're also allergic to banana, are you?
No.
No, you're not. You're not allergic to banana. No.
John, you were allergic to pineapple.
Aren't you allergic to pineapple?
No, I eat pineapple like a fucking maniac. Who are you talking about?
You're always talking about how your mouth gets weird
because I eat a whole pineapple. I cut up a pineapple and I sit there and I eat it. And the acid starts to eat through my gums. And so I'm like,
you don't need to do that, though. You can have less of it.
I know, but like if you put a bunch of pineapple, like a fresh pineapple or a bowl full of cherries in front of me, I will eat either until I'm literally sick.
Until you're sick.
Same. I mean, to be fair, same. But I've never cut up a pineapple. I don't know how to do that.
Ooh.
Oh, it's easy.
It's pretty easy once you
cut that. You cut the head off first.
And then the butt off.
And then the butt off. And then the sides. And then you just make steaks.
Yeah.
And then you eat this core like a rod of uranium. You swallow it whole.
Yeah. That's the fun trick to be like, how far can it go?
Yeah. And you swallow the whole rod full.
Do you use
and
the
then that gives you the power to get it deeper into your mouth? Yeah. To open
your mouth
sphincter.
Yeah.
No, I thought to hold the rod of.
Oh, no, you can use your hand for that. Well, yeah, because the tongs are going in there.
Yeah, any kind of hole that opens and closes is a sphincter.
Like a door?
The mouth is a sphincter. The door is technically a sphincter for the wall, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I have a question. Speaking of anatomy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is this a penis?
Oh.
Is this a penis or is this a fold of fabric?
Huh. That's great question.
Oh man.
Great question, Obi. We're looking at a picture of Jamal Murray doing shoot around at a Denver Nuggets basketball game.
Yeah.
He is wearing his warm-ups, which include a do-rag, a red shirt with yellow text that reads the Nike logo, Denver Nuggets basketball, and then the blue training shorts. And now in the dick area, there is something that is either a penis or folded fabric.
Yeah, just a folded fabric.
I think it's fabric, and I'll tell you why.
I think it's got to be fabric.
I'll tell you why. The legging on his left leg.
Exactly. Probably, the compression leg?
Probably is compressed all the way up to, like, it's probably like a short with the leg going down. So his dick
You think it's a short with one leg?
Otherwise,
how would it not be just a sleeve that he has pulled all the way up his leg?
Yeah, but like gravity, Nikki.
Well, we can check this.
Why do they make garter belts? Why do they make garters and garter belts?
Nike one
to hold the stockings up because gravity wants them to come down. So
unless it's a Nike compression.
Yeah, but like
with a hole for your giant hog.
If you watch Carmelo Anthony, who always wore the arm compression sleeves, That dude was constantly messing with it to make sure it was.
You always have to pull them up.
Like, you always have to pull them up.
I switched to wearing compression socks every day due to my terrible body needing them. It's like they are constantly falling down. I have to keep constantly pulling them back
up. I think it's fabric, but I will say when I was like, oh, that's definitely fabric, I looked harder and I'm like, it might be cock. And folks, it's big. If it is, it's enormous.
Huge. Nike does make one-legged, one long leg, one short leg.
Okay. Tights.
I think that's probably what it is. As sad as it, so somebody took this picture.
We might still have a
from
big
Denver
hog.
Press, posted it to Twitter, and then was like, why does this have a million views? And
that's
Robbie
the
sent
noise
it to
that
me.
It made. That's the noise that the tweet made.
Yeah, the tweet made. Yeah,
that's how. That's what crazy. Sports like a sports press guy making a dick.
Yeah, that's
joke,
what they all sound like.
They do sound like. Which is interesting because it does kind of sound like a little bit like they're gagging.
Yeah,
in a rhythmic manner.
A little, just like a little bit.
Did I don't understand what I saw this morning, but I couldn't tell if this was a joke or not. But Dan Orlovsky apparently farted on the air again because he had done it before.
Is that his thing?
I think he had done it like a few months ago, and it sounds like he did it again on an interview in his car on Pat McAfee's show. And Pat McAfee was like, wait a second, it sounds like you just farted. And they were like, and he was like, no, I didn't. And they like played it back to him. And he was like, guys, y'all are like piping in sound. And then like ESPN, like SportsCenter showed it again later. And his wife is texting in going like, no, that definitely sounded like you farted during this interview.
I've looked it up on the news.
It's really good.
And here are the headlines.
Accused of Daily Mail. Dan Orlovsky accused of farting on Pat McAfee's show. Dan Orlovsky had another farting controversy for the New York Post. I hate Pat
so
McAfee.
Funny.
Says slams Dan Orlovsky after ESPN star blah, blah, blah. Did Dan Orlovsky fart while on air with Pat McAfee? Oh my God. So funny.
That's anyway. So funny.
I Good love him. Okay, which the first three, which one is the funniest? So we've got Dan Orlovsky accused of farting, all caps, on Pat McAfee's show, Daily Mail. You've got ESPN's Dan Orlovsky in another farting controversy, New York Post. And then the U.S. Sun, I hate Pat McAfee slams Dan Orlovsky. Crucially, aren't these all the same?
They're the same parent company,
Rupert Murdoch?
Right? I think so, yes.
Damn, no wonder he got so rich. These are great
These
headlines.
Are great. I think it's low-key New York Post, ESPN's Dan Orlovsky, and another farting controversy. Because it's written to, like, a journalistic standard.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's concise. It's, like, it's formatted correctly. Like,
there's no,
fit.
Like, editorialization. It is what the thing is.
It is what it is. I think for that reason, it is the funniest. It's because it plays
the U.S.
Straight.
The U.S. Sun's take on it of like pointing it at Pat McAfee.
Yeah, right.
Which is like so out of context.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very funny also because that's not
it
what
it is
the story
really funny.
Is.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's their take on the story.
Right.
You know?
But also,
they're all sucking up to Daddy Rupert.
LB, I'm really glad you asked this question because I've now changed my answer three times in my head. Because honestly, if we go back to the first one, it's just a normal headline, except farting is yelling at us. It's just Dan Orlovsky accused of farting on Pat McAfee's show. It's like it's so crazy.
See, I think my favorite is I hate Pat McAfee slams.
It's pretty good.
Dan Orlovsky. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
They're all great.
They're all really good.
The Times should really start all capsing single words in the headlines.
I agree.
Which Times?
Any of them.
Any of them.
Any of the Times?
LA Times.
Any of them.
New York Times.
Washington Times.
The New Orleans Times Picayune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
Sheboygan Times. LB, I need to apologize to you.
Wow.
Let's go.
Yay. For what? Yeah, for what?
Months ago when I watched you drink out of a vase and made fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was not thinking about how wonderfully convenient it is to have that much liquid on hand instead of having to fill up a water bottle, like a small water glass.
Oh, well, your little espresso cup.
Like, yeah, a little espresso cup. And it's like, do I want to be on the Stanley bandwagon? Of course not. Do I want to go get a BPA-filled plastic bullshit bottle from Amazon? I don't know if it's BPA-free. They say they are, but then half of them aren't. And it dawned on me that I think drinking out of a fancy glass vessel the size of Popeye's arm, it makes much more sense than I think I gave you credit for. So I apologize for that.
Jordan, here's where you want to put in the angelic music.
Mm-hmm.
I accept your apology, John.
Thank you.
And now you want to play LB Was Right, Jordan, yeah. Right here. Mm-hmm. You're going to play LB Was Right, the mm-hmm. little song. Mm-hmm. We haven't played that in a while. Nikki, you look in, like you're in pain.
Yeah, you look like you look upset because now it looks like you're on team no vase.
You look like you're on team baby cup.
Yeah.
You look like you're on team espresso mug.
If you just get a big water bottle, it's not an issue.
It tastes bad.
Yeah, because it's got that shitty plastic.
It's either plastic or it's metal and it makes it taste like metal.
Right.
Last week, y'all were talking about wanting to eat metal, and now you've changed your minds.
Well, because I know I'm trying to eat metal. To be consumed. I'm not trying to drink metal. I'm trying to eat metal.
I was joking about eating metal last week.
Sure.
And I have lived.
Like you're trying to eat more metal without me. That's all this conversation is about. Like.
You were on an airplane.
All it felt like is that, like, you and you and Merritt and Jordan had a great fun time talking about all the stuff that y'all want to eat without me. And it's just like, want to do ever is share a meal with my closest friends.
Yeah, but we can't.
Is that why you texted me last night about getting lunch?
Or no, I just did that.
Are we eating metal next week?
Yeah, I was about to say, we're going to find out you're fucking allergic to metal anyway. So who cares?
I did want to point out one thing that is, which is that you eat metal every time you eat cereal.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just this, metal.
This was
literally is just metal.
This was literally on another podcast that I saw a clip of where one guy looked at the other and was like, you know, for ages, I thought iron in cereal was just the metal. And the other guy was like, It is.
It's
literally what it is. That's just what it is. You eat a lot of metal. You eat a lot of metal. Yeah,
you eat metal every day if you eat cereal.
Not me. There's magnesium in stuff. What do you mean it's gross?
Cereal's gross.
What the fuck are you talking about?
All cereal is gross.
What are you talking about?
Every cereal you think is gross.
They're not every cereal, but like cereal in general. It's like,
Name one good cereal.
I'm going to fill your vase with
Cheerios.
Cereal.
Cheerios, great. Metal.
Cheerios are good.
Yeah, well, that's got metal.
They put metal in cereal? I mean,
yes,
Cheerios?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's iron.
Feed that to babies.
Yeah. Okay. Because they got to get the
metal. You got to get the iron.
Cheerios are good. I think Kashi makes a couple cereals I like.
Oh.
Gross. Boo. Fucking disgusting, LB. No way.
Kashi. Gross. You know what I like? Just Right. You know what I like? Special K. Dumb.
Gross. No, Magic Special Spoon K is way too much. I don't want to have a bunch of like sugar. Kashi. Like if I'm having a bunch of sugar in the morning, I'm going to have one of these bad boys right here. A donut. I'm not gonna have her like pretend I'm eating a meal.
LB showing off.
Yeah, that's right. I'm showing off my donut from Randy's Donuts because they built a Randy's Donuts in North Hollywood.
I'm trying to get it. Fuck you. What the fuck? I can fix this. Right click, server disconnect.
Oh no, Nikki's gonna nuke the whole.
You're gonna boot me from the server?
Okay. A cruller.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that is.
Wyatt called. Oh, what do you think it is?
Like a German donut from the East Coast
of Germany, the Eastern coast of Germany.
But what's like?
No. Like, or no, like a Chicago donut made by German immigrants in the 1800s.
A Chicago donut made by. Okay.
All right. I don't think it's not that. It is.
It sounds German. Like, okay, I'm going to look it up then. What is it?
It's just, it's from Scandinavia.
Oh, that was so close.
Yeah. So.
Oh, it's the kind with the ridges.
Yeah, the spinny guys.
Mm.
Y'all fuck with these?
Actually, what we eat are French crullers, basically.
Oh. Well, I don't fuck with those ones, but the real ones I do fuck with.
Okay.
Oh. Wait.
You don't fuck with a regular donut?
No, I don't want it to be twisted. Texturally, miss me with this. Mm. Like, like these twisted donuts, I don't want that. I was thinking of a cruller, I was thinking about the long guys. Not the spinny guys. What are those guys called?
Long Johns?
That can't be right.
What's in them or on them?
Sometimes it's just donut. Sometimes it's just donut, and then sometimes it's like chocolate on the top and donut in the middle, and sometimes there's custard in the middle.
That's a Long John.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a Long John.
Is that like the same as an eclair?
Well, a donut shop eclair, yes. There are donut shops that call them eclairs. More and more, I don't see that.
An eclair, but it's supposed to be split open with pâte à choux.
I mean, yeah, it's basically a totally different pastry.
Mm.
Like when I was growing up, I thought donuts were eclairs, and then I finally got an eclair somewhere, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?" Also, but also found out it was delightful. So it's like,
yeah. Eclairs are the best. I love an eclair.
Good eclairs.
Okay, so what you're talking about is this Long John. What that is it's actually just a rectangle donut. That's what they're called.
What did you call me?
Rectangle donut.
What the fuck?
Is that the new? What do you mean?
No one has ever called that a rectangle donut.
I've never called it that. I was going to commit to this bit, and now I hate it, and I want to abandon it immediately.
I don't know why you couldn't get away with lying,
I'm aborting.
We
this
often
bit
get along immediately. We often get away with that, but for some reason,
But it was just bad. It just couldn't. You know, sometimes you fail.
I appreciated the effort, though. Because for a second, I did feel crazy.
I did believe you for a second.
I did. I did feel crazy for a second. Yeah.
Can I tell you about a time I felt crazy this week?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Love that.
Okay. So I was walking my dog and I was texting my friends. Full disclosure, I had just taken a nap and I had forgotten to put my phone on silent. And I actually had it under my pillow on the couch and it kept buzzing and 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 buzzing. I look at my phone and Nikki and John are texting each other in our thread.
Yeah.
It's fine. I shouldn't have been napping so late. It was like 5 p.m.
You're welcome.
I shouldn't have been asleep. Yeah. So thank you. And then I walked my dog. And I'm texting the two of you, I'm chatting with my friends, and I'm not looking at my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I texted you about the song Telephone by Lady Gaga and Beyonce ask, do you think they were kind of overreacting in that song?
Yeah.
To the annoyance of being called on the telephone.
Sure.
And then I looked down at my dog, and she was kind of standing, and next to her was a pile of dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like... And I got a bag and I leaned down and I looked at it. And I was like, I don't think that belongs to my dog.
Sure.
Oh.
Different dogs.
That belongs to a different dog. I did that. Like, I got so close to it. Like, and like, the texture was wrong. The viscosity was wrong. It wasn't fresh.
You know,
I knew it wasn't hers.
Right. Yeah.
And I have the bag in my hand. And it was like, I felt like, you know, in Lord of the Rings, when the king of men takes the ring to Mount Doom and turns around and goes,
No, I'm gonna, yeah, I love this
no.
thing.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing, I stood up and said, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
And as I walked away and continued my walk, the doubt in me grew and grew.
You didn't go back. No way.
I didn't go back. I did not go back. Okay. I couldn't have gone back. But it haunted me. And also, she then did not poop. My dog then did not have a bowel movement that afternoon. And I was like, oh no.
Have you ever picked up?
Oh no.
Have you ever picked up someone else's dog poop on purpose? I have.
Yes. No. I have.
Because if I did that's all I would do in my life.
I hear that. Sure. I definitely hear that. Yeah.
I have been on walks where it has been so egregious as to make me become annoyed.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, it's like in the middle of the sidewalk. Uh-huh. Or or it is, I can tell if a person would like, I did this more in Providence than I have since I've been back, but I have done it here a couple of times. If I can tell that a person would park and immediately open their door and step directly into it because of where it is, then usually I will pick
beautiful.
It up.
That's beautiful. That's very like, kind and good of you.
It's a sometimes thing.
I did in Sherman Oaks, I did pick up some dog's poop as their owner was coming out of their apartment with a bag to clean up.
That's nuts. What did they say?
They were like, I did, weirdly enough, I did piece together what was happening fast enough to be like, oh man, it's no big deal. It was in the sidewalk, you know, and I was here. So I was like, I tried to not make it awkward, but like, if the roles were reversed, I would have killed myself on my doorstep.
I would have started crying. I would have called my therapist immediately. I would have turned around, collapsed onto the floor and screamed. Yeah,
I would have been really devastated. So like, I tried to use that as like kind of my floor, to ground me in that moment of grace where I was like, well, if the roles are reversed, I would be dead already. So like, I just have to like be kind about this. But yeah, that's never happened since. But yeah, I don't know. And I don't have that issue here because we have our own backyard. And although we've had moments where we picked up stuff in the backyard and been like, I don't think that belongs to either dog. Yeah,
it's not a dog.
Which is a different scary feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I've never done that. My neighborhood is basically made of dog shit. There's so much dog shit in my neighborhood. Because it's very densely populated. We have a lot of apartments and we have a lot of people with dogs. There's like a cool clique of people with dogs who walk their dogs together and they all play with their dogs. And like other people, they like don't talk to anybody else. And like,
do they not pick up their shit?
No, they do. But I'm just saying there's so many dogs in my neighborhood.
Sure.
To the point that it's basically like a high school of dogs with like a cool dogs. And like, there's like dog subcultures within my neighborhood.
Okay.
Dog cultures.
Yeah. I also live quite near a park. So if I was to start doing that, I'd be doing it all day. But then at the same time, I'm thinking like, you know, what if that had been my dogs? But I knew it wasn't. It's fine. I knew it wasn't.
I feel like you get 15 a year.
15?
I think you get 15.
Okay, no. I have watched Nikki's dog. Nikki's dog shits like, I'm sorry, if you have a barley-sized dog, maybe you can have 15 a year.
I think it's possible.
Even my size dog, that amount is reduced to like five a year.
No, because of her size. It's just like, sometimes I'm like, it doesn't, and this is fucked up, but it doesn't justify the use of the whole bag.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
I think we need a better system. Yes. It was never 15 a year for me because I was usually pretty good at it. But I will say when it was raining outside and then one of my dumb fucking dogs walked too far into a grassy area, And yeah. I started to push my wheelchair onto it. And I was like, I'm going to be covered in mud if I continue.
Yeah, well, that's a good reason.
That's a good excuse. And then I would look at the rain and I'd look down at the shit. And I'm like, in 15 minutes, it's all the same anyway.
Sure.
Like, it's all going to be the same in 15 minutes. Wow. So that's why that. So, but that only happened to me maybe like three times all year because it never rains in LA.
This is sure. the dog shit special.
This is the dog
shit. It's been raining here a lot this year, though.
I know. Weird.
Yeah, it's because the climate is changing.
Climate's changing, yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad I bought this dog two raincoats and I bought myself a raincoat.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge. Yeah.
Huge.
This week's episode is brought... This week's episode is...
Yep. There it is. Great job, John.
This week's asbestos is brought to you by asbestos.
Thanks, asbestos.
Thank you, asbestos. The Asbestos Council of America says, do you want to not burn down? Don't worry about the side effects. Go for some asbestos. Put it in your building.
They've only now just said it's all bad. I saw some news post that was like, some council has now deemed that there is no good excuse to ever have asbestos do anything. So apparently we were still like on the fence about it in some places.
What do you mean?
We were not putting it in buildings. We're getting it out of buildings, but are apparently like the science is out. Yeah. Someone was finally like, no, listen, it is really bad. So don't, I swear I saw this. I'm not going to look it up right now, but I swear I saw it.
So sick. That we invented a cool building material and then it turned out to be one of the worst things we've ever invented.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they put lead in those big cups that women like.
Yeah. The Stanley Cup.
That's kind of misogynist, right?
Oh, the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup.
It's lead?
It's lead. That's why it survived. They put lead in those cups for the women. It survived that fucking car explosion or whatever.
Yeah, because lead in there. They're getting lead poisoned.
And they're poisoning the women? Make you fucking think.
Make you think, right?
Yeah.
Because those cups are for women.
But think about it. Those women's parents ate a lot of lead already. You know?
So you're just... What do you mean, your wife?
What?
Doesn't Anne use those cups?
Stanley? Absolutely not.
Doesn't your wife drink out of lead cups every day? Well,
what kind of cup? Because you said in a recent episode, you said she has a big cup.
Oh, it's a big plastic water bottle.
Oh, so she.
Why'd you say it was a cup then, John?
I don't know. Cup, bottle, I don't, but it's a big resealable bottle thing.
But so it's Beepas.
She's not a Stanley
Cup. So she's got Beepas.
You don't think I would divorce her immediately if she was a Stanley Cup girly? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
That's on my Tinder profile.
We have two
Stanley associate Cup
producers.
Girly.
We have two associate producers for this podcast.
This is still the ad break?
That's crazy. And neither of them drinks out of a lead Stanley Cup. We've got Keith from California and Eric from Cleveland who may drink out of those. Don't drink out of those cups. You're going to get lead poisoning.
Yeah.
Drink out of a big vase like me.
No lead in this vase.
Y'all know about Air Up bottles?
Air Up?
Yeah, Air Up bottles.
Oh, no. Those ones where you're like, this is water, but what if I have a little flavor and you press a button and then it puts the flavor juice in?
No, so or it's goes, dumber
no, it goes
than that.
Through the flavor. It goes through the flavor?
It's even dumber than that. You put a little capsule in the water bottle, you open the water bottle, and you smell the flavor and drink the water.
Stop.
The just water at no point, the water at no point is flavored. You're just smelling you're huffing flavor and drinking water at the same time.
Just drink a LaCroix. It's the same experience. I don't know why you would do that. Like when I drink a LaCroix, I'm like, this grapefruit sneezed in another room. And it's just do that. Oh my God. So you smell it and then.
You smell it.
That's deranged.
And they've got watermelon. Cherry cola.
Why are all these children into Air Ups?
I don't know. I think it's for kids. Like the kid influencers who are into Air Up.
We got mom and dad Air Up bottles.
We got mom and dad Air Up bottles.
And crucially, the child on the right looks like he's taking the biggest breathalyzer test you've ever seen in your life.
We got mom and dad Air Up bottles.
Oh, Air Up bottles.
Did they go into the
water bottle 1 year ago?
Wait, what's the story there? Did they go into the store with their own money to buy their parents these
bottles?
How?
I mean, I think they could probably go on Amazon and buy it with their parents or buy it with their own credit card for the money that they make.
On YouTubers?
As YouTube child influencers?
Top air up cleaning tips.
Top tips to clean your air up water bottle.
Air up bottle.
Thanks for watching.
Okay, but did you see the other kid sucks. Who loves air up?
Who's the other kid?
The girl?
Oh, the girl?
From the mirror? Well,
wait, what? Oh, that's scary. This child's
just like
scary.
A demonic child. This like
it's
this
a demonic
is like
child.
The girl omen. This is like if you drink too much lead from a Stanley cup, your child will be this demon.
Yeah. Be this evil.
And she
this
will want to drink an out of
nice,
the air.
This nice though. It's metal.
Okay, so apparently British children are obsessed with this. According to British news media from last year.
Is that allowed? That like British trends? Are they allowed those?
These comments are deranged. Thanks for all the help. Thanks. This helped my air up so much. I was just about to wonder how to clean my air up. If you can, will you do a vid on how to fix leaking air ups? Just basically,
I think all of these
all
people
these...
in the comments are nine, John.
Yeah.
I think you're being mean like to it. A 9 year old.
That is true. Fine. I do think you're okay.
John,
British
you're being mean to a 9 year old online.
9 year olds. Gifts for 9 year olds.
John's canceled.
Best gifts for 9 year olds on Forbes. Here we go. What do you think's on here?
Wait. Sorry. So what? Bad. I won't subscribe from Samuel Plays Roblox 146.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Like I said, I think all of these kids are nine.
Yeah, that's a child.
Okay, what's on this list? Probably what do like 9 year olds like? Scooters? Rock tumblers? Yep. Okay. Rock tumbler?
Yep.
Let's go. The Nintendo Switch Lite?
Yep.
What the okay. fuck? What?
I swear to God, I'm not looking at it. I'm looking away. Slime? Some sort of like science slime kit?
It's an ice cream slime kit. Yes.
What the fuck is
what is
happening?
Ice cream? What is ice cream slime?
It's slime that looks like ice cream. It's a kit to make slime and you make it in the shape of an ice cream.
Okay. Is that four?
Yeah. That's
like
four.
To get five. To five. That was scooter, scooter, rock tumbler, Nintendo Switch Lite,
and slime.
Slime. That was four.
I think I can get one more. I'm going to see some sort of like dinosaur toy, like a T-Rex or a Velociraptor. Maybe it's, you know?
No way. No way. No
pool
way.
Pool candy T-Rex dinosaur pool tube.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Nikki?
Nikki? I'm a nine-year-old. I'm nine.
Nikki Market Research Grayson over here.
Okay, let me just check
nine.
Forbes. This is not written by Nikki, unless you have the pen names Beth Shea and Meg Saint Esprit.
It took two people to write this article.
Yes, it did.
Meg Saint Esprit is pretty good.
I mean, to be fair, there's a lot of things on here, but John, you want to give it a try? There's a ton more items you can guess.
Oh, 10 more items I can guess?
No, okay. A ton more.
Oh, a ton
Just guess
more.
Guess five items. Okay, let's see how many you get.
Okay, all right.
I bet John's not going to get it.
I would say it.
this kid doesn't know anything about 9 year olds.
I would say traveler's checks.
Yeah.
I would say the slap chop.
Nope.
I would say scrub daddy.
No.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say skateboard. Okay. There's skateboard. And
no,
then,
no, okay, skateboard.
No skateboard. Skateboards right. are unsafe for nine-year-olds.
Okay, and then I'm going to say, I've got one more guess. It's, pine saw.
I'm sorry, John. Okay. You got zero guesses. Okay. Actually, Nikki actually got six out of five. Because there were multiple slimes on there.
Oh my God. I just walk the toy aisle at Target a lot when I'm in there. And I'm like, if I had a 9-year-old, I know what I would buy for them.
Nikki, why aren't you in childcare?
I don't know.
Genuinely.
I don't know anything about kids. Is Barley a
you
child?
Hold on a second.
Wait. You know literally 6 things that would make a kid happy right now. If a kid showed up to me right now, I'd be like, do you know how to pay your mortgage insurance? Like, I don't know what the fuck I would have nothing. As one, like, they wouldn't be allowed to touch any of my video games. I'd be the worst. Like, kids would come over and they'd be like, whoa, you got a Nintendo Switch. I was like, yep, and it's currently playing a single player game right now and I'm not going to turn it off.
That's true. It is always playing. It's always playing.
This is basketball. You can watch this basketball.
You can watch it. I mean, I'm in year 7 of my franchise. You can just watch it. Sit down and watch
That's
it.
That's what I do. We're gaming.
We're playing video games together. I'll get you. Do you like Topo Chico? What do you like?
You got Topo Chico got and Shiner Bock. What do you like, kid?
Yeah. I have Zing Zang Bloody Mary mix and Topo Chico. Like, I've gotten so much worse at being around kids, which is fucked because, like, I'm like, man, I'm getting to the point where I'm like, well, we might have to shit or get off the pot with kids, but I've never been worse at dealing with kids. So sure.
You get good.
Yeah, but
fast,
this is your kid. So you'll be like, child, watch my pretend basketball game with me now.
I'd be like, yeah. Hey, baby, update me on what Luka scored. Oh, 40, 10, and 12?
Yeah, that's great. Awesome.
Thanks. In 2 minutes? Wow.
Thanks. Okay, yeah, just hit the A button and then go over to the next game and hit the A button again. I do this all the time, baby. This is all I do.
You're going to be a great dad. Nikki, genuinely, like, okay, I was going to say this and I'm like, but wait, Nikki says all kinds of crazy. But also, teachers said crazy shit to me. Nikki, why aren't you a fourth grade teacher?
I would love to teach the fourth grade if it was sustainable.
That's a good point.
Why?
I have actually thought about being a teacher. But
you'd be great
it's
at
hard.
It. It's hard. They're changing the pay so much that now actually you have to pay them to be a teacher?
Yeah.
They won't pay you anymore. Yeah, no, I'm joking.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but can you fucking imagine how sick it would have been in fourth grade to go into teacher Grayson's class and they're just playing fucking Skate 3 on the projector?
Yeah, that would rule, huh?
That would be the coolest.
So cool.
That's how I would teach.
You know that one
bones.
Teacher who you never got?
Right.
The other teacher?
Yeah.
The other teacher, really cool teacher. And you're like, why am I not in that class? That's the cool class. Mm-hmm. And they come out and they're just like, that was the best day ever. I love this teacher. And it's just like some crazy old hippie or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then like, what did you learn? They're like, we don't know, but it was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then like, or they'll pull out some fact. You're like, what is that? How do you know that? I'd be like, oh, well, Miss So-and-so told us. Yeah, the class. Okay. And when I was in fifth grade, I was in the bad class. There were three classes.
Three, damn.
There was the smart class.
Yeah.
The bad class.
Mm.
And the fun class.
Mm. Okay.
The fun class and the bad class were next to each other.
Mm.
So we could hear their laughter through the wall.
I wouldn't have done that.
We could hear their joy.
That's.
We could see their smiling faces as we left because we were all the bad kids.
Uh-huh.
I remember
classes like that. Yeah.
And like, we'd be just like miserable and bogged and we'd have to be writing essays about our bad behavior and how terrible we were. And like, it was just all the bullies in one class. Like,
that's really smart. That's super smart. Mm-hmm. That's so smart. You kind of put them all together and make them fight.
You would find the weakest bullies. Exactly. Yeah. Like,
that's really
you find
smart.
The weakest ones. And it was just exhausting.
That breeds
it was
good
like the,
people.
Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Ugh. It was absolutely miserable. And we had one thing, which was this cool parent would come every Friday and talk to our class about like some fun history thing. And that was the only good thing
what
that we got
class. What was he up to? Wait, once is he it just stuff came that, in and, is it stuff that he did or was he teaching you about shoot history?
He would just tell us like these are some fun history things.
Oh, okay.
He was a history enthusiast.
So not like
he was just a man.
I played the best golf game of my life in Vietnam.
God, that would own.
You know, like, no,
okay.
No,
that would
no,
own
no.
less.
He would be like, Winston Churchill was a guy. Here are some zingers, he said.
Oh,
and
sure.
And for an hour. Okay. It'd be an all hour of zinger. If Winston right. Churchill's zingers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes. Or he would tell us the plot of the Iliad.
Okay. I can
be really.
That.
He was like, good. It was really. Yeah, it was great. But after other than that, we were just writing essays about our bad behavior and getting screamed at.
My most memorable class was AP English in high school, and I would always kind of, I was in my wheelchair and I would usually kind of just like park parallel or perpendicular to a desk because there was all desks that had a seat attached to it, so I'd always just mm-hmm. kind of like angle
oh, yeah,
like a bad parking job but for whatever reason, she's still one of my friends, Lisa Sue. She was in that class, and we shared a desk. She just sat at the desk, and we like rampantly cheated off of each other.
Yeah, that rule, dude,
like the
yeah.
entire time. The teacher never tried to make anything. Was never tried to correct it. There was
you
a kid
in trouble.
There was a kid in my class who had a speech impediment. And really sweet guy. And when he introduced himself, the teacher said, well, now, where are you from? Now, I remember that really well.
Wow.
Because that was horrible.
Wow.
That was wild.
Wow.
And let's see. We had that kind of moment where we could hear the class next door having a really good time on the same day of day three of the test of the D'Urbervilles mini series that they were showing us in this class.
Nice.
It was fucking miserable.
And then
I wrote a paper on Dante's Inferno that was so bad. 2 years later, the little sister of one of my friends was like, hey, John, that teacher actually said John Warren wrote the worst paper of this, and this is what he did wrong. And I was like, that's so fucking whack. That like I never gave her permission to do that, to say my name. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that rules. That fucking
usually
slaps.
Usually they are not pointed.
No, they're not.
You're allowed to do that, but usually you don't name
Don't name the child, but they know. She was like, she must have been like, oh, he's graduated, who cares? John Warren wrote the worst paper on Dante's Inferno.
That great. Fucking slaps.
Wait, do you know how many years junior they were? That's crazy.
Two years behind.
That's not far enough for you to be allowed to do that.
Yeah. I was a freshman in college. I came back from college for Christmas, and that's when she told me this happened. I was like,
that fucking slaps. I love
what?
That. That rules.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I realized today, because LB is not on socials, we can do the dumb engagement farming social shit because LB's not seeing any of it.
No, I'm not seeing any of it. What is it?
We can put like Subway Surfer and stuff.
What? Subway Surfer? What? What's Subway Surfer?
Yeah, we can put the Subway Surfer on the bottom of the screen. Well,
and then my dinner with Andre on the other side. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that the best one I saw today was, what is the one song that when you hear it turns you into a blinding rage? Like you hate it so much.
Make you mad.
You can't deal with it. Make you mad. Mad song.
Mad song.
And this was an easy answer for me, but I was curious about what y'all's answer was.
Opening music.
Yeah.
Face ID is not working for some reason.
I mean, because I wonder why, Nikki.
I wonder why.
Nikki's doing a face, another glasses prop gag for those of you who are listening and
this
not watching the video.
Yeah, it's like
maybe put your glasses on right, Nikki.
It's like something Carrot Top would do on a podcast.
Thanks.
Nikki, put your
if Carrot Top goes on Joe Rogan, this is what Carrot Top would do.
Listen, that guy's rich, so if I do the same jokes he does.
Oh, God, you would fucking crush it as Carrot Top.
There are too many songs that send me into a blinding
rage. What's one of them?
Family Guy theme song.
Really?
It seems that
that sends you into a rage.
Oh, you see.
It's I
two movies.
Okay, if Robbie and I are watching like a Bob's Burgers or something on broadcast television.
Yeah.
When like we want to enjoy the little ending animation, and then we are fast as possible. So we need to change the channel just in case Family Guy's on next.
Right. Yeah.
And so a couple times we fucked up, and we just start screaming.
Mm-hmm. It's the wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Yeah, it's awful.
Bad frequency.
It's anything that I know. It's anything that I know by heart, but don't like.
Okay.
Which is a lot of songs.
Right. Okay.
I accidentally clicked on Turkish Alternative, and it gave me a song called Olsen Varsen by Yigit Mazuni. And I thought
I thought you were confidently. I thought you were pretty handsome. I thought you were confidently telling us that that's the song that sent you into black rage.
No, random Turkish alternative. Some random
Turkish alternative guy.
No. That Meghan Trainor song, the
That's a really good answer.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's really
like,
bad.
It has ruined my day. Uh-huh. Like,
that's why I stopped using TikTok.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's over now, but yeah.
Yeah, I know, but there will always be another song like that.
Yeah.
You know, that I'll have to hear. And it just like, it made the ad.
It may be Megan Trainor again, too.
What are you saying to me?
Awful.
As soon as you started singing that song, a numbing sharp pain went through my right arm.
Oh no.
And now I can't feel my pinky or my ring finger.
Elby's having a reverse heart attack. Oh no.
Nikki's having a reverse heart attack.
I said, oh yeah.
We're all having reverse heart attacks. Do you think we look the same?
No.
You think just because we're fucking non-binary, you think we look the same?
These fucking non-binary glasses.
All these NBs sharing a heart in a circulatory system.
No, now woke hive mind.
I have the opening of that stupid Meghan Trainor song stuck in my head now.
So bad.
I can't have my
Yeah, that's way worse than the Family Guy theme. That's more enraging.
It's so bad. It's just like, have we done this bit already? This is what Havana Syndrome is listening to that song over and over.
I don't know. I mean, we've talked about this song before on the show, but
we read Meghan Trainor's entire Wikipedia page on the podcast.
I think,
is she our enemy? Our actual enemy?
Yes.
Very real. Yeah, yes, I'd fight her.
Very real.
I would fight her too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would push her down. I would push her. Onto the grass, the like shit mud grass that John wouldn't throw on.
I would push her down the big hill at the La Brea tar pits on the backside of the museum. You know, it would be a good hill to push her down.
I would push her into train like Kevin Spacey did in that show.
like in that documentary.
Yeah.
This is also, for legal purposes, a parody in South
Africa. It is a parody.
When
I say I would push her into train, I meant like the band and they're singing Drops of Jupiter and then she joins in.
She's the worst.
Damn it!
I like that song better than Meghan Trainor.
It's better than Meghan Trainor. Yes.
Meghan Trainor is so pregnant right now.
Oh,
okay, great.
Dante, good for her.
I hope. Nope, not gonna say that. It's a terrible thing to say.
My answer was "Best Day of My Life" by American Authors.
Oh, dude, great!
I can't fucking listen to that song.
How's that one go?
This is gonna be the best day of my life.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's the worst.
That's a terrible song. See, there's so many.
There's so many. But I've realized that like so many of mine are positivity adjacent. Like they're like, I'm great. This is a great day. This I'm having a good time. I can't wait to dance. Like stuff like that. Like, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Robbie watched that documentary about the making of We Are the World.
Oh, I want to watch that. Oh,
is it good?
And I watched the end of it. It was really good. And then the credits played and the song started playing and I wanted to fucking like
burn something down. Stinks.
That's a terrible song.
Yeah, that song fucking stinks. Yeah.
We are the children though.
We are the children.
That, do you not understand that?
It's crazy that it's like after hearing this, like, oh, this is a beautiful story of all these all like an insane number of people came together to like for this really good cause and you know, like actually ended up with like, you know, influencing change and you know, in aid to like these countries and like and then I still hear the song afterwards. I'm like, fuck this. Oh, I man, hate this shit. Turn it off. Turn this shit off.
Turn this shit off.
I'm really fussy. Like the place where I actually get and the most neurodivergent is when I have to hear a sound I don't want to hear.
Yeah.
I turn into Daniel Day-Lewis in Phantom Thread. Like I just know.
Does he like listen to like Coldplay in that one and he gets mad? What's wrong with
if Coldplay had been in he would have, yeah.
He's making his little dresses. He's just, and the yellow starts coming on. He's like, turn that shit off.
Honestly, like the most represented I've ever felt by anyone in a movie is that character.
Yeah.
He's just like really fussy, Nikki. He's just this really fussy dress designer. The best part, spoilers for that movie. what are you? What is that? What did they call you?
I can't believe they used the P word.
Nikki is showing us a guy playing some kind of mandolin, perhaps, that says Picker's Radio with Charlie Worsham.
Worsham.
Who's that?
He's just a man, I think.
He's just a Nashville man?
He has a show on Apple Music. They'll give a show to anybody.
They will, clearly.
They should give us a show. We can play cool,
cool songs. Fun. I would love that.
There's so many songs I fucking hate. But I try to remove them from my mind.
Yeah, I get that.
Don't you think about them?
Yeah, I think if you remove them from your mind, here's the thing. I think removing them from your mind makes it more likely that you get mad when you encounter it.
When I encounter it? Interesting.
Yeah, of course.
I think you have to, I think the goal is to be able to tune it out entirely as opposed
I can't do that.
MP3 win.
It's pretty hard. It's pretty
also,
hard.
Also, that's letting it win. That's letting the song win. That's me being like, I accept this as part of the world that I live in, and I don't accept it as part of the world. Like, I do not accept Meghan Trainor as part of the world that I live in.
Wow.
I do not accept her music as being, it's not valid. It's not okay.
It's not real.
It's not real.
It's not, and it shouldn't exist.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's wrong that it exists, and it's wrong that anyone has to hear it.
Sure.
She should go into space and make her music in space. Mm-hmm. Where no one can hear her.
Damn.
Get her Gucci.
They should trick her into going into like a space-time capsule.
I agree. Fucking love that. Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that.
But
200 years later, the aliens come and eradicate us without communicating with us once. And then the last human on Earth is like, why? Why did you do this? For resources? Did you need a new home? We could have worked together. And they were like, bleep, blop. We found out Meghan Trainor was your representative. And we heard that fucking song. And we decided to eradicate all of you. And that's what they would say.
That's fair. I wouldn't blame them. Fair. But like, that is on us.
That's on us.
Not me.
That is on us. We...
I wouldn't have put it on Voyager.
But like Earth, it's on Earth for producing Meghan Trainor.
Right. This should terrify us, really. There has been a radio signal sent out into space that is Meghan Trainor's. We need to think about that.
Yeah, for sure. But I think there's been other better ones.
Well, of course. But what if that's the one that gets out there? Like, what if it's not Sticky Fingers that goes out there? It's Meghan Trainor.
We should send Donna Summer.
Are there some bangers on the space? Yeah, like, what's the best? We should come up with a new Voyager soundtrack. Maybe that's a stream.
Were you about to ask what's the best Meghan Trainor song?
No, what are the best songs on Voyager? Songs on Voyager.
This seems like an album, like an unofficial album you would have downloaded as a 10-year-old.
Yeah,
from absolutely. From the iTunes store.
Now that's what I call Voyager.
None of these tracks are good.
What are they?
This is fucking Voyager. Bach Concerto Number 2. Java Court Gamelan, King of Kinds of Flowers. Some drums from Senegal.
That's probably good.
And Aborigine songs, Morningstar and Devil Bird from Australia. Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Okay. Yeah. Then they
got one good one.
But then aliens can then Google Chuck Berry. And they're like, yeah, he watched women pee in his restaurant. Set up camera to watch them pee in the restaurant.
That's true. Melancholy Blues, Louis Armstrong.
Okay.
No bangers, though. Like, I wouldn't describe as any of these songs as bangers. So I think we should.
Have you seen like, not a single bop
nor banger.
Teaching aliens what humans do?
What is this? Is that on Voyager?
Yes, that's on the Voyager. Hell yeah. That golden record.
Hell yeah, that's a great JPEG.
And this is something that AI, that some idiot would try to recreate with AI now.
You couldn't recreate this.
It's a lady eating ice cream in the most like cartoonish way possible. It's a guy that looks like a Sony executive eating a grilled cheese sandwich, and then someone pouring a pitcher of water into their mouth.
It's okay. Fucking rules. It's nuts that we haven't sent out more Voyagers, right?
Yeah.
We should be sending one of these fuckers out every year. And, like, I mean that seriously.
Yeah.
What a cool thing. Yeah. We used to be cool.
We did. It used to be cool out here.
We did.
Like, we used to be cool. So fucking sick.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
This image is called Demonstration of Licking, Eating, and Drinking.
That's huge.
That's a great name for a demonstration of licking, eating, and drinking. Okay.
They're doing all of it. This is how I know the Beatles are fucking whack. Washed. Failed. Idiots.
Yeah.
NASA was like, hey, can we put Here Comes the Sun on this thing that will live forever throughout time and space?
Oh, and they said forever. No.
And they said no.
No.
Can you imagine being that fucking stupid? Oh, yeah, someone's going to get a free copy of this song that's going to space. You idiots. You fools. Trying to get your 99-cent license fee on a thing that's going to space.
That Zaphod is Beeble, really embarrassing.
Beeblebrox comes back to Earth and is like, guess what? I printed a new version of Here Comes the Sun. I'm going to sell it myself. No copyright law can ever touch me. It's galactic fucking copyright law. You fucking idiots.
You stupid fools.
Dumb. Well, what episode of ours or what bit of ours would we send out into space?
God, imagine if the only thing on the whole thing was Wet Sun. That would teach them so much about the way that we see.
It would teach them a lot.
They're going to come to our solar system and they're going to be like, no. I know it seems hot, but let's go there. There's got water on
there. Yeah, it's got water.
And then they're going to die.
Yeah, then they're going to die. We're going to kill them.
The alien menace was stopped in their tracks by information that they got from one podcast.
They wouldn't lie.
They wouldn't lie. That is, by the way, that is actually, the mild spoilers for the book series and TV show Three Body Problem. That's literally a plot point, is that the aliens invade us can't lie and they don't understand the point of lying. And when they find out that we do lie, that's the catalyst for them being like, we should eradicate them because I don't understand that. It's very funny. Legit. It's very funny because it's pretty funny.
Does it feel like it has the cruft of Game of Thrones because it's the Game of Thrones guys? Does it feel like one of those shows? Or is it different or better?
It's actually pretty weird. It very clearly has a high budget, but it's got a little bit of the like Doctor Who British high budget vibe.
Sorry. Sure.
Doctor what?
Doctor Who.
You said it like Dr. Who, like you were Swedish. Dr. Who.
Dr. Who.
You put an umlaut on there.
You put a nasty umlaut on that. Lincolnberry pancakes with Dr. Who.
Dr. Who.
It clearly has a big budget, but like it also looks kind of weird.
Yeah, it looks like a Netflix show.
Yeah, but it's I enjoyed it. I like mowed through it. I watched it in like 2 days. So. Sick. It was kind of cool. And there's
the books are good.
The books are wild. I've not finished the first one, but it's like, it's pretty wild. It's kind of fun. But yeah, that's like a plot point. It's like, which is like, I don't know, like maybe that's true. Maybe other or like living people, you know, beings in the universe, like don't understand what lying is. So I'm like, okay, I could buy that. That's kind of scary. Anyway.
I'm really glad aliens aren't coming.
We lie all the time, so
I've never lied on this show. So everything I've ever said has been true.
Everything factual, you ever
and
said,
I believe it
has been there factual.
There you go, folks.
So. Well, one thing that is factual is that If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes is produced by Jordan Mallory and directed by NBA Hall of Famer and I want to say 7-time NBA All Star Allen Iverson. It's probably like 13. It's probably something like 13.
Why is Allen Iverson our director?
You don't remember the bit, do you?
It has something to do with Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know why I said you don't remember the bit, do you? Because I don't remember
it. You don't remember it?
Nope. I remember the day we did it.
11-time All-Star. He was an All-Star 11 times.
Okay. 11 times All-NBA.
We should have just asked him. He is our director.
7-time All-NBA. Okay. 7-time All-NBA, 11-time All-Star Allen Iverson, and music by Jordan Mallory and podcast art by Max Schwartz. You can support us and help us make this podcast today for driving.com, which will also give you access to perks like video versions of every episode. Increasingly, by the way, those video versions include like about a minute and a half of bullshit that you don't hear in the podcast, which is kind of funny, and often like a minute or so afterward. So you should get there because that stuff is kind of fun.
Can I add some stuff?
You can, of course.
Yeah, we also have our bonus episode up from last month. That was really fun. We did with Merritt. We have our stream. We have a VOD up. I was able to record a VOD of that, and that was really fun. And we're going to put up a little video of us watching Nikki play skate, which Nikki was doing before we recorded this podcast. So you get just like all kinds of little bits and bobs of fun stuff. And if you can't do that, one thing you can do is go to Apple or Spotify or whatever and review us.
Yeah. And go to the Apple store and just tell your local Apple genius about it and say like, say, hey, y'all may make an announcement in the store that If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes is great. And they'll usually say
You can just sign in on those iPads and stuff.
That's true. You can.
Mm-hmm. Like if you just go open the podcast app on all of the Macs and then just play the podcast at the same time. Like they love that kind of stuff.
They love that. Yeah. They really like that. Yeah.
So
yeah, do that.
Get in there.
Play our show.
Play our show.
Not like Joe Rogan or something.
No.
You also get access to our Discord community and more behind the scenes content that LB alluded to and much more. You can find us on Twitter and TikTok at If You're Driving, Blue Sky at ifyouredriving.com. You can email us at podcast@ifyouredriving.com. Follow me, that's John, basically everywhere at Floppy Adult. Nikki's at Godsu on Twitter and also Nikki Grayson on Blue Sky. LB is at Hunk Tears, but is still on a social
media. You can't find me anywhere, but what you can do is watch Nikki and John's streams. They both stream. Yes. John, when are your streams?
I'm going to say my only consistent stream is Tuesday morning because I'm about to probably sunset my Thursday stream.
Wow. John's taking it out back.
For various reasons. I might be starting a new website soon called VGBs that will also include some streams. So I'm trying to figure out what to cut back on. You've never heard of this, have you? VGBs?
What?
Video games bees. Yeah.
Video games bees?
Yeah.
What are you going to have on there?
What am I going to have? Not much right now. No. 15 freelance pieces to start. We're going to do freelance pieces. We're going to do a stream 3 days a week, like a live call-in show doing game stuff and also a podcast. So it's kind of a lot. Wow. And
that's so many things.
I'm going to lose a lot of money. John? I'm going to lose a lot of money on it. So if you support it, that'd be great.
And help John lose less.
Help me lose less money.
Help John lose less. Help John lose
when
less.
Listen, when I launch that, I'll plug it for real.
Okay.
It's launching it tomorrow.
It'll be a little while. Nikki's over at Giant Bomb doing some stuff. So, So LB is the Tonk Tears, but also again, unfindable.
You can't
so
find
come,
me.
So come to the Discord if you want to hang out with LB. And Jordo is at Jordan_Mallory, also at Jordo and Blue Sky. Go to jordstrom.net for all of your wares. You're good. You can open your eyes. LB, do you want to take us out?
The Make Clay Charms Kit has 9 colors of clay that kids can fashion into over 35 variations of charms. They can wear on the included charm bracelet, ensuring it appeals to creative kids. Song highly recommends clay kits, noting that the best toys for 9-year-olds. Let creative thinking flow while honing in on rapidly improving fine motor skills. Think modeling clay kits to make any creature your child's imagination can dream up. To aid in the creative process, the kit includes a clay shaping tool, a brush applicator to apply the glaze, a drying stand and jump rings, and charm loops for the finished product. The 60-page instruction book guides kids with easy-to-follow directions for a fun experience.